Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
So reading from Gantarav Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 6, entitled The Yadu Dynasty Retires for Prabhash. Text
25. Yadu Vamshe, in the family of the Yadus, Avatirnasya, who has descended, Bhavataha, of yourself, Purushuttama, O Supreme Person, Sharad Shatam, 100 autumns, Vyatiyaya, having passed, Panchavamsha, by 25, Adikam, more, Prabhu, O Lord. Translation. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O my Lord, you have descended into the Yadu dynasty, and thus you have spent 125 autumns with your devotees. So, I'll read through to text 30. I'll just read the translations. My dear Lord, there is nothing remaining at this time for your Lordship to do on behalf of the demigods. You have already withdrawn your dynasty by the curse of the Brahmanas. O Lord, you are the basis of everything, and if you so desire, kindly return now to your abode in the spiritual world. At the same time, we humbly beg that you always protect us. We are your humble servants, and on your behalf we are managing the universal situation. We, along with our planets and followers, require your constant protection. The Supreme Lord said, O Lord of the demigods, Brahma, I understand your prayers and requests. Having removed the burden of the earth, I have executed everything that was required on your behalf. That very young dynasty in which I appeared became greatly magnified in opulence, especially in their physical strength and courage, to the extent that they threatened to devour the whole world. Therefore I have stopped them, just as a shore holds back a great ocean. Purport. The heroes of the early dynasty were so powerful that even the demigods could not check them. The enthusiasm of the Yadus was unlimitedly increased by their victories in dangerous battles, and they could not be killed. Due to their martial spirit, they naturally desired to establish their power over the whole world. Therefore, the Lord checked them and withdrew them from the earth. Text 30, this is today's verse in purport. So, if I were to leave this world without withdrawing the overly proud members of the Yadu dynasty, the whole world would be destroyed by the deluge of their unlimited expansion. Purport. Just as the tidal wave overwhelms the boundaries of the shore and wreaks havoc on innocent people, similarly there was imminent danger that the powerful Yadu dynasty might expand beyond the boundaries of the social and political control. The members of the Yadu dynasty had become proud because of their apparent familial relationship with the personality of Godhead. Although they were very religious and devoted to Brahminical culture, they had become, as indicated by the word Duritanam, affected by pride due to their relationship with Krishna. Furthermore, due to their intense love for Krishna, they would certainly feel such intense separation after the Lord's departure to the spiritual world that they would become maddened and thus become an unbearable burden on the earth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has pointed out, however, that the earth herself, due to attachment for Krishna, would never consider Krishna's own family members to be anything but a welcome burden. Still, Krishna wanted to remove the burden. The example is given that for the pleasure of her husband, a beautiful young wife may decorate herself with many golden ornaments. These ornaments constitute a painful burden for the delicate wife. But although she is willing to bear this burden, the loving husband removes the ornaments for the pleasure of the wife. So the Lord, desiring to apply the wisdom of an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, took precautions to remove from the earth the burden of the Yana dynasty. Om Magyanatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here Krishna is replying to the prayers of the demigods, explaining to them the reason why the very dynasty that the Lord had appeared in by the will of the Supreme had been annihilated to reduce the earth of that burden. He goes on to say that the Yadu dynasty wasn't annihilated. If the Yadu dynasty wasn't annihilated, then it would have destroyed the whole world by the flood of their unlimited expansion and power. And Hridayananda Maharaj in the purport, he gives the nice analogy of a tidal wave that overwhelms the boundary of the shores and wreaks havoc on the innocent people. A few weeks ago I watched a documentary on the tsunami, and some of you might have seen it. I think Devon Risa Swami, he showed it at the end of your retreat in New Zealand. I know some of you went there. So in this documentary it was explaining how the tsunami came into being. You know, there's these underneath the earth's surface there's these massive they're called continental plates, and so these plates are constantly moving. Now the in the Indian Ocean there's two of these plates have met, and one of the plates is moving underneath another plate, and this has been going on for many years. So you have this one plate moving underneath the other plate, and the top plate, the edge of the top plate is, by the force and friction of the plate moving underneath, is being put pressure on to the edge of this plate, and it's being pushed down as well. And then finally, after many years, the pressure is built up, and hence you have the catapult effect. You know, and this catapult effect was so powerful that it pushed millions and millions of gallons of water, through the ocean to the surface, and then when all this water came back down, you have the tsunami. Like when you throw a stone into a pond. Yeah, when the stone hits the water, the water first comes up, right? And then when the water goes back down, it makes the ripple, you see the ripples come out. So
So similarly, this is the effect of the tsunami, except these ripples of the these plates made were over 60 feet high, and they were traveling the speed of a jetliner, 700 kilometers an hour. And we've all heard about the results of what this tsunami, the devastation it caused amongst thousands and thousands of people killed by it. And they said when a tsunami hits, there's no rules and regulations. When a tsunami is created, there's sometimes one smaller wave and then a bigger wave and then two smaller waves. Sometimes there's a big wave and a couple of smaller waves, or sometimes a few smaller waves and then a massive wave comes over. Like in Sri Lanka, when the wave hit, it derailed a train. Well, when the first wave hit, it derailed a train and destroyed so many houses. And then the people were completely bewildered, and they thought, oh, that's it. Yeah, but what they didn't realize that is when the second wave was coming, which was much bigger than the first wave. So this wipes everyone out. There's only very few survivors. So we can just imagine the result of the Yarus remaining on the earth. It would have been like this this tidal wave of power overtaking the earth. And also, Vidyananda Maharaj mentions in the purport how that when Krishna would have left the earth, that the Yadus would have been maddened by love through separation. So, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya, he personally came and exhibited the results of the symptoms of one who is maddened by separation and ecstatic love. He came in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the topmost devotee of Krishna, and in the mood of Viparalamba Seva, in the mood of separation, he showed us the results of what happens when one is afflicted by the separation of Krishna. In the Anchalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he describes the results of these symptoms in great detail. First, Kaviraj Goswami, he describes how the Lord's senses, how they were attracted to Krishna in different ways. He says that the beautiful form of the Lord, the color of his skin, the attractive ornaments and dress he wears attracts Lord Chaitanya's eyes. The melodious singing and the transcendental vibration of the Lord's flute attracted his ears. The fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord attracted the nostrils of Lord Chaitanya. And the sweetness of the Lord attracted the tongue, the sense of taste. And the bodily touch of the soft body of Krishna attracted Lord Chaitanya's sense of touch. And the Lord lamented to Swarup Damodar that the mind is like a horse who has been tried to be ridden in five different ways, in five different directions. And and he was lamenting that he didn't know which direction, which sense he should follow. And thus he was becoming mad in this way. There's Kaviraj Goswami goes on to narrate a few pastimes in which the Lord becomes mad and loses external consciousness. One day the Lord, Lord Chaitanya was wandering through a flower garden, and he lost all external consciousness and mistook the flower garden for Vrindavan. Being absorbed in Gopi Bhav, he was searching everywhere for Krishna. Just like when Krishna disappeared from Radharani during the Rasa Lila, Rasa dance. So, when Krishna disappeared from Radharani, Radharani became so distraught with anxiety, searching for Krishna everywhere, that she inquired from all the trees, the creepers, where is Krishna? You know, and so Lord Chaitanya, in this mood, he approached the trees, and he inquired from them, "O trees, where is Krishna? Please tell me where Krishna is." You know, and then there was no reply from the trees. So the gopis, they thought that, oh, these trees, they are friends of Krishna. Therefore, that is why they are not telling us where Krishna is. You know, then they said, oh, let us ask the creepers. So they approached the creepers headed by Tulsi. They say, oh, Tulsi, oh, Malati, Madhavi, please tell us where Krishna is. We know that you are very dear to Krishna and you know where he is. Please tell us. And since there was no answer from the creepers, the gopis concluded that, oh, they are very, they're the maidservants of Krishna. That's why, out of fear, they're not telling us where Krishna is. So then the gopis, they kept on wandering through the forest, and then they came across a she-deer, a doe. And they asked the doe, please, we know that Krishna pleases you very much. Please tell us where Krishna is. And there was no answer from the doe. So they concluded that, oh, the doe must be feeling intense separation from Krishna. That's why she is not hearing our words. You know, so then the gopis, they carried on wandering through the forest, and then they came across trees which were laden with fruits, and their branches were bending down. So the gopis said, oh, the trees are offering obeisances. Krishna must have passed through here because the trees are offering obeisances. And they say to the trees, did Krishna notice when you paid obeisances? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they said, the gopis inquired, please tell us where Krishna is. And the trees laden with fruits, there was no reply. And so the gopis also concluded that the trees are also feeling so much separation from Krishna, you know, that they have lost consciousness, and they cannot answer our questions. So the gopis kept on searching for Krishna, and then they went onto the beaches of the Jamuna. And there, under the trees on the banks of the Jamuna, Krishna appeared before them, sitting underneath a tree, playing his flute. And when Lord Chaitanya saw this, he fell unconscious on the ground. And Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, they ran over to Lord Chaitanya and assisted by the other devotees, they chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, in the ears of Lord Chaitanya, and thus bringing the Lord back to external consciousness. There's another example of while the Lord was walking near the temple of Ayodhya, the Lord saw the sea, and with the moonshine on the waves of the ocean, the Lord mistook the waves for the waves of the Jamuna. And seeing this, great ecstasy arose in Lord Chaitanya, and he jumped into the ocean, thinking it to be the Jamuna. And when the Lord entered the ocean, he lost all consciousness and couldn't understand where he was. And they said sometimes he floated on the waves of the ocean, sometimes he sank beneath the waves. They said he moved around like a piece of dry wood in the ocean. And the devotees, they were frantically looking for him everywhere. You know, they couldn't find where he was. You know, they thought they'd lost their very life and soul. You know, so they were looking everywhere for Lord Chaitanya, and then they went onto the beach. You know, and Swarup Damodar, he was looking in the ocean, all over the beach, and they couldn't find him anywhere. And then they came across a fisherman. And this fisherman, he had the fishing net over his shoulder. Yeah, but he was laughing, crying, dancing and singing, chanting, Hari, Hari! And so, Swarup Damodar, he approached the fisherman and he inquired from the fisherman, have you seen this personality we're looking for? Lord Chaitanya. And the fisherman explained that he hadn't seen anyone. But while he was out fishing, he had caught a dead body. And when the fisherman realized that there was a body in his net, he became very afraid, you know, and tried to release the body, to get the body out of the net. But when doing so, his body, the fisherman, had come in contact with the body, with this dead body. And the fisherman said that, when I touched this body, a ghost entered my heart. You know, and my hair stood on end, and my voice faltered. You know, so and previously, when I had been out fishing, I chanted the prayers of Lord Nrsingadev to protect me from any ghosts. And that, but when I chant the prayers of Lord Nrsingadev now, the ghost overcomes me with redoubled strength. And I say, Swarup Damodar Goswami, understanding what had happened, he said, yes, I am a famous exorcist, you know, and I can get rid of this ghost for you. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he put his hand on the head of the fisherman, chanted some mantras, and then slapped him three times in the face, yeah, and said, okay, the ghost is gone, the ghost is left. And I say, yeah, so then the fisherman, Swarup Damodar Goswami said, please take us to this body, this dead body. And they explained to the fishermen who the Lord, who Lord Chaitanya was, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that in his ecstatic emotions, that is why he is, his body was deformed, his all his joints were elongated, the skin on his body was loose, Sarupa Dhammadhara Goswami, he revealed to the fisherman who this personality was. And there's one more example of Lord Chaitanya's madness in ecstatic love when just after the Lord got the instruction from Advaita Acharya, he got a message, a sonnet written to him and delivered by Sarupa Dhammadhara Goswami. It was written by Advaita Acharya to wind up the Lord's manifest pastimes. Advaita Acharya said in a sonnet that there was no longer rice needed in the marketplace, meaning that Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are now coming to an end and that he could now return to the Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual world. So, Lord Chaitanya spent the last 18 years of his manifest pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So after hearing this message from Advaita Acharya, the Lord's feelings of separation doubled in intensity. In the middle of the night, the Lord would wake. He would wake up and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly, he would become so distraught that with great anxiety he began rubbing his face against the walls of the room. And he rubbed his face all night. Because he was rubbing his face, his nose, his cheek, and mouth were bleeding profusely. And Sarupa Dhammadas Goswami, he heard this sound of scratching from coming from Lord Chaitanya's room. And he entered the room and saw the Lord in such a pitiful condition that Sarupa Dhammadas Goswami, he became very sorrowful. You know, and from that night on, they always had a servant sleep in the same room as Lord Chaitanya, so that the Lord would not do this. So we can see that these are some of the symptoms of the result of madness and separation from the Lord. This exhibition was in the mood of Madhurya Ras, or conjugal love, which was first manifest in our line by Madhavendra Puri. There's one famous verse he was reciting on his deathbed. On his departure, the spiritual master never dies. He goes into samadhi. He was reciting the famous verse, Ayi dena dai dranata he, matura nata vada lokase, hridaya tvara lokata tsaram. Hridaya tvara lokata tsaram. Daiti brahma te kim guru meham. That, O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O my Lord, what shall I do now? And so, And this is the mood that is now passed on through the slipic succession, the mood of separation through the six Goswamis, and then the Sad Goswamiyaska, Srinivasacharya. He chants, Hey Radhe, Bhadade, Vike, Chalalite, Hinanda, Sunakataha, Shri Go, Vardana, Kalpa, Patavatale, Kalende, Vanipataha, Goshantar, Vitisa, Pacho, Prachapare, Kademahi, Bevelo, Vande, Rupa, Sanatana, Rukhigo, Shijiva, Go, Palako. They were chanting very loudly, everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, O Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O Son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you all now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan? Or are you under the trees of the banks of the Jamuna? Where are you? These were their moods in executing devotional service. So although the Yelus, they were in this mood of separation, that we can understand that by their magnified strength and separation, they would have become a great burden for the earth. So we still have a bit of time left. Maybe we can churn the ocean of nectar. If anyone has any comments they'd like to add, or questions. Yes,
ma'am. Why are people advising Yadus to go to Prabhas? Any particular reason?
Yes, because there's a reason. Sorry? It is a place of pilgrimage, yeah. But there's a reason why they couldn't have that. Krishna didn't want to have that last pastime in Dwarka. That's right. Yeah, auspicious things couldn't happen in Dwarka. And so that's why Krishna moved that Leela out of Dwarka and Chikradash. Yeah. Thank you. You had a rasas, there's the mood of separation. You know, like when Krishna went into the forest with the cowherd boys to play, Mother Yashoda, she was in constant anxiety and separation for Krishna's welfare. The cowherd boys, you know, when Krishna jumped into the Jamuna to fight Kaliya, they felt so separation that they almost lost their life there. There's different degrees because of the depending on the attachment one has for Krishna.
So the attachment was lower and other
levels of the conjugal rasa, the separation would be most intense in the conjugal rasa. Well, conjugal rasa is the topmost rasa, so yeah. That's my understanding. If you have anything you can say on it. separation in different rasas. I asked my Guru Maharaj that His Holiness Devadatta Swami, that how can one develop the mood of separation and service? Service and separation. And he said that once you're trying perfect whatever service they're doing, try to perfect that service, and then that mood of separation will automatically develop. It's not that we should try and imitate.
Do the demigods go back to Godhead?
That depends on their state of consciousness. The demigods are devotees of Krishna, but they still have attachment to the material world, to sense enjoyment. They can, by performing the yagyas that they perform, they elevate themselves up to live on Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and then at the time of dissolution, then the residents of Brahmaloka, they go to the spiritual world. Okay, Gansara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gopay Nandi.